Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene. Damn. Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein. Yeah. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Damn. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Damn. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. God, so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just glass it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome. 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 This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, March the 27th, 2015. And the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we have another important topic for you. Before that, let's go through a couple of housekeeping things we need to bring you up to speed on. As you may or may not know, I was under the weather for the last, for the last week. Well, really about 3 days. My voice was basically gone. So I haven't done a show in a few days. And so I'm back in the saddle again, as you can tell, back in full effect. All praise, glory goes to the Most High. So it's been about a week. It's been about a week since I've done a show. I'm glad to be back. I love this this venue. I love doing shows here, although all good things must come to an end. So I will not be using this particular venue much longer. I will continue to do probably a few more shows while I make the transition to a pay-per-view type of thing, where I'll be doing shows at cost. Basically, it will be more of a kind of like a conference call, you know, where you basically dial the number. There's a PIN number for you to gain access to it. So once payment is secured, again, I will send you the PIN number, and you'll be able to tune in and listen to the show. But again, that's coming down the pipe. There's also a major change in my business model. Again, just making some adjustments. As you know, something came down the pipe that really kind of hit me a little hard. I don't scare very easily, brothers and sisters. But as you know, I've laid out 2015 as the year of preparation. Now, the Father told me that 2015 was the year of establishing the temple. Now, 2 + 0 = 2. 2 + 1 = 3. 3 + 5 = 8. So 8, if you add to 2015 from a numerology, numerology or a gematria or a biblical alphanumeric perspective, 2015 is the year of the 8. The 8 is the year of infinity. If you take the number 8, turn it on the side, it's also a number that represents completion in the ideal of the material realm based up on a particular system. Now, I thought I had the entire year. Looks like I may not have, looks like we need to get this done before July the 15th. Now, hopefully you guys heard the Jade Helm 15 show that I did. Now, this is available at Google for free for all you naysayers and people that didn't know. I'm not a fear monger. I don't do fear. Thank you very much. But I do live in reality. You know, I'm a spiritual individual. My head is in the clouds, but I maintain my feet on the ground. And the reason that that is important, because a lot of people don't. A lot of people are so spiritually minded that they're no earthly good. That's great. Been there, done that. I got the T-shirt. However, to be effective on both dimensions, you need to have your feet firmly planted on the ground. As an ex-Marine, as somebody, ex-law enforcement, just talked to my brother today. Talked with somebody who's in the know. This J15 is the real deal, meaning I did the show, explained that from the month of July the 15th through September the 15th, Texas, again, Louisiana, Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, they've just added, Louisiana and Florida will be under military occupation, basically, from the hours of 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. in the morning. If you're on the street during those hours of time, you could be stopped, searched, detained indefinitely. No rights. All of your rights are waived to trial, to attorney. Your Miranda rights, gone. If you do not believe me, please, I hope you don't, please, J-A-D-E-H-E-L-M and the number 15. You can Google it. You can YouTube it. I've done the show already. I got a plethora of information if you need more information. With that being said, everything that I was planning on doing for the entire year has to be done before January the 15th. I'm sorry, before July the 15th. Now, here in the state of Texas, I've just posted in Lumberton, they are building what is called, death houses. These are basically, they're round buildings. Now, again, go to YouTube or Google, type in the word death houses, Texas. Now, I don't do fear. Again, this is just a military drill. They could come in, they could do the drill, and go home, nothing could happen. Or martial law could be instituted. Either way, I don't care. I could care less, martial law or not. I know what and where my eternity and where I'm spending eternity. However, I need to make sure that you get this in your hands just in case I'm not on the planet or just in case martial law is here. So what I was planning on doing throughout the year, 2015, now will be completed before January the 15th. Why do I keep saying January? July the 15th. So before July the 15th, all these 10 books that I am rolling out will be done. Before July the 15th, you need to have them in your hands. Therefore, instead of selling each one of these books for $4.99, I'm selling each one of them for $100. Let me say that again. Now, brothers and sisters, my business model is changing from one of one item at large cost that move product very slowly to the McDonald's model. McDonald's, they got dollar menus. You don't make a hamburger for a dollar, you got to sell a lot of burgers. Or you can sell one burger for $20. You sell a few burgers, but you make more money. That's been my business model. I don't sell a lot of product, but the products I do sell, I make a lot of money. Now, that business model is gone because I need to get everything that I've done in my entire lifetime in your hands before July the 15th. Hey, I got it right that time. Before July the 15th. Why? After July the 15th, all of the southern states, as you know them, there's a possibility that the way that we know them may not be the same. Your freedom, your livelihood may change after July the 15th. Or business as usual. Who knows? Nobody. Who cares? I don't. But I just got to give you the information. Today's show is one of the books that's included. Now, you may or you may not know that the world we live in is a magic net that's based upon a magnet. So the word magnet is the word mag and net, or the word magic net. Now, this magnetic electric, we live in an electromagnetic spectrum. Again, it's my prayer that you don't believe a word that I'm saying today. But if you go to Google or any good research and you do your own research, and you will find what I'm telling you is 1,000% correct. So the metaphysics of magic is magnetic. And so when you pick up a magnet, how does it work? Do you know how it works? I know what a magnet does, but I don't know how it does it. I know that if you take two magnets and you put the opposite ends, the north end and the south together, bam, they come together. Opposites attract. So the magnetic pole, brothers and sisters, there is a force. There's a God of forces. Now, again, follow me. I have a book, one of the books that's not included in this 10-book series that will be completed before July the 15th. You need to get all 10 of these books. Instead of it costing you $4,000, it's only cost you $1,000. Everybody needs to email me if you haven't done so already at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. And we need to get this taken care of as soon as possible. How you make that $1,000 payment is totally up to you. However, it needs to be completed so that way you have this in preferably print form in the case the internet goes down. Now, brothers and sisters, this is really important. I don't do scare tactics. We serve a God that's greater than anything that the devil can put on you, God can take off you. I'm witness. I had a good friend of mine, and I posted that on Facebook, and she was laughing at me because at the time I posted it, you know, man, I had 102 fever. I was walking around, but I was outside jogging because I just refused to accept it. Everybody was telling me, hey, man, go lay down. I couldn't talk. Voice was scratchy. And I was like, what in the world is going on? But I always get attacked in my voice because that's what I use to communicate. Doesn't surprise me. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. But today's show, brothers and sisters, is just a brief introduction into this lumen, or this lumen-ferrous ether, which is, again, one of the books that breaks out the Lucifer's trust. So Lucifer's trust fund for his children is based upon this magnet, this magic. So this is a reptilian soul form, if you will, if you want to use that term. So you can have salvation through light, electricity, salvation through gnosis or knowledge or magnet or magic. So the goal is to make sure that you understand that you have the tools to not only educate yourself, but to educate other people, because that's what it's all about. I am trying to take as many people as I can with me to the next frequency. Now, we can get all metaphysical, and we can talk about the difference between, if you look at the musical scale, there's a low frequency and there's a high frequency. The electromagnetic waves of vibration are magnetic and electrical fields or forces. So the God of forces that it talks about inside of your Bible, I've done the show, I've written a book, we went through that already. So we're not going to go over the God of forces. But what we believe is elements, chemicals, nature. They're ruling this position. Now, we've talked about this before. The thing that's tough is really tough, brothers and sisters, really tough. I love the way it says it in The Matrix, in the movie The Matrix, when they talk about the Neo, and they go into to get the Keymaker, and they meet the Merovingians. You want to throw your cookies? Look up the Merovingians. You know that is the ancient bloodline of the Illuminati. So inside of the movie, The Matrix, he asks Neo, why are you here? Now, Neo says, I'm here to see the Keymaker. You know, the Merovingian says, no, that's the what, but I need the why. I was one time debating this Reverend Dr. Bishop on Facebook, and he was going off about what. He was saying, what is more important than why? Now, this is the movie The Matrix, and he drops a bomb when the Merovingian tells Neo what is irrelevant. He says, why is the most powerful force on the planet? That's what he says in the movie, in The Matrix. And he says, because why leads to the causality. Now, I just did the show on causality versus morality. Now, I'm not a big fan of the Matrix. As you know, I've interviewed the original writer of The Matrix on this show, Sophia. And she told me that Matrix 2 and 3, they just made it up. They only had the script for The Matrix 1. So the true meaning of the true movie, basically that's why the second Matrix and the third Matrix wasn't like the first one. You notice it wasn't as good? The first Matrix was off the chain. But then The Matrix Reloaded, and then number three was like, okay, what is this? It lost us. Why? They didn't have the author's notes. What does that have to do with magnetism? Because the author told me what God gave her, which is what I'm sharing with you, which is why I had her on my show, because we are on the same frequency. You see, brothers and sisters, have you ever wondered why words can kill? Words, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So when someone says an offensive word that hurts you on a very deep level, you're an African-American, I walk up to you and I call you the N-word. Now, this generation is a little different, but in my generation, you call somebody the N-word, you know, we was boxing after school or whenever. But words have a way, brothers and sisters, of stabbing you. Words can hurt you because they carry vibration and energy. So the right vibration, the right tone, the right frequency, the right energy, words carry forces. Words carry energy. Energy are entities. Words are invisible entities. Let me say that again. Words are invisible entities. Let me say that one more time. Words are invisible entities. Let's say, for example, the word court. Now, the dark lords overstand what I'm about to share with you. This is very dangerous information. Don't tell nobody I told you. So if I want to play a game, if I want to play basketball, what do I have to do? If I want to play basketball, I got to go to a basketball court. Okay? That's great. But let's say I want to play tennis. If I want to play tennis, I got to go to a tennis court. Okay. No problem. I want to play a little tennis. I want to play a little basketball. But notice the game is played on a court. If you want to play basketball, you have to go to a basketball court. If you want to play tennis, you have to go to a tennis court. So when we look at the word court, what does it mean? And if you notice that these dark overlords that have set up this system has set you inside of a game. This is an arena, a basketball court, a tennis court. When you get in trouble, you got to go to a municipal court or a federal court. So when you go to court, you go on a court because you are on trial. Or if you go to a tennis court, are you on trial? Yes, you are, but you don't know it. You're inside of a game to test your skill or your acumen in tennis. If you go to basketball, you go into a court. You go into a basketball court. It's a different court, but it's a court. And so whenever you want to play basketball or tennis, you must go to the court. Whenever you are in trial or in trouble, you must go to a court. So when people go to court, they're playing a game. When you go to a courtroom, guess what? You're playing a game, but you don't know it's a game because You don't understand that you've been conned. Because you don't know that you have been controlled. In the Matrix, they asked the why. The Merovingian asked Neo, and the Neo represents your neocortex. The name Neo means neocortex. Neocortex rearranged the letters. N-E-O is O-N-E. So Neo represents the one, Yahushua, you. So he tells Neo that why is the only thing that matters. It's the most important force on the globe. Because he tells you why represents control. And so the whole purpose of this system that we're in, the Matrix, what is the Matrix? Remember? In one, when Morpheus, which again, Morpheus is the ancient god of dreams. Morpheus represents dreams. Dreams represents a mechanism of control. Con, swindle, a trick. Troll, large, clumsy demon. The word control means that you have been conned or swindled by a large demon. So anybody who's trying to control your life, themselves are controlled by a demonic force or entity. But if we don't understand that, when we go to court, we don't realize it. When you enter into a contract, so I'm going to sign a contract with you, a contract. Now remember, the word con means to swindle. It means to trick. And the word track again is a pamphlet or distribution. The word track also means a particular course of living. So I want to swindle you with a contract that gives me control. And so this comes from a corporation called the government, because I want to govern you. And so when we talk about this magnetic force, they use magnetism to bring about and to establish court, to bring about and establish this net based upon the ley lines of the earth. Now, again, I can go as further down the rabbit trail as you want to, but it's all included inside of my 400-page book. Now, the reason why this book is included inside of this 2015 Esoteric Dream Collection. So 2015, you need to make sure that you have these 10 books before July the 15th. Now, again, the Hidden Ontology of Mankind, Sex, Gender, and Spirituality, Judeo-Messianic Christianity, The Western King, The Twin Flames, The Luciferian Eater, Lucifer's Trust, The Divine Plan, The Book of Noah, this book, The Magic Net. You need to have these books in your hand. You need to have them on a USB report, a USB, so that way you can pull them up, because when it hits the fan, you know what to do. Because inside of this book, especially the book God's True Divine Plan, brothers and sisters, Yahushua is the firstborn of many brethren. The only problem is that's true. That's why you need the book The Twin Flames, so you understand the difference between the crest and the Christ. Otherwise, you get trapped on this planet because you, again, this is a legal court that you are in. You are in court. You are, but it's a game. But you don't know it's a game. So since you don't know it's a game, I take you to the tennis court. You've never played tennis in your life. I'm going to whoop you like you stole something. Why? You don't know the rules of the game. So I got to give you the rules of the game. One of the rules of the game is to realize that the dark overlords of this particular disposition, this particular world, they use what is called magic. But you don't understand that the controllers, they pull strings through politics. Poly means many. Ticks means blood-sucking animals. So there's many blood-sucking animals that you call politicians. They use the magnetic poles. Now, the magnetic poles, again, the H field is called the electric field. The E field stands for the positive side of the electric. So the magnetic pole has two opposing poles. Now, I don't know about you, brother and sister. You ever see a football field? They got a field goal that's a pole on one end, and they got a pole on the other end. Now, we have a north pole. We have a south pole. Now, poles represent, they stand straight up. They represent the phallus symbol. That's why there's a pole on top of all old churches. It's called a steeple or a chapel steeple. Look at your church, you probably got a steeple. That's a pole. The pole is how they siphon the energy from the planet. It is, the pole is on top of every major ley line on the earth. Every ley line on earth, You can go to Google, type in ley lines, L-E-Y, lines. These are energy vortexes that are capped, and they have some type of a government monument or statue on top of every major ley line on the planet. Why? You think they just why are certain natural parks or nature parks, for example, in Texas, we have Big Bend. So Big Bend Park is a big park that's government owned. I wonder why. There's a lot of ley lines there on Big Bend Park. And so the greatest con man, the greatest con game, the silent weapons that they are using that brings about the enslavement is through sexual energy. Now, I talk about this inside of my book, Sex, Gender, and Spirituality, because I ask everybody on the planet, okay, are there any baby angels in heaven? Can you give me one text in any book? Can you show me one picture anywhere of a baby angel, of an angel being born? Is there sex in heaven? The Bible says that when at the resurrection, again, but the ancient text, the word resurrection means the erection, because it's a book of sex magic for the dark lords. It's a book that is based upon transformation for the true lord. But the greatest con of mankind that the secret societies has ever done is to under, over, and understand, again, remember the word con means to switch. To swindle, to control, think about the word contrary. What about contraband? What about convict? What about condescending? What about con man? Contract? All of these are words that has to do with you being manipulated. That is the cosmic law. Every soul here has been controlled. You've been manipulated, but you don't know how. How? Magnetic. Because it's magic. How do magnets work? All they know is there's forces. If you try to take a magnet and put it together, it can't. There's forces that keep them from coming together. This is called cosmic laws that are based upon letters. Now, I've done many shows on the word etymology. I've talked about this. I have books that break down grammaria and grammatus. I've talked about the triune hex, a hexagon, a hexagram, and a hexachord. This is magnet. This is magic. Magic, my brothers and sisters, is the under over understanding that they trap you here using gravity. Gravity is not your friend. Gravity holds you here involuntarily. Why? Who wants to keep you here? The dark lords. Because they want to make sure that every individual is controlled. Like it says in the Matrix. When Neo asks him, do you want to know what it, and he talks about they want to convert us into, and he shows him the battery, an energy force. How do they use it? Magic spells. How do they use magic spells? Now remember, to cast a spell, one must spell. I broke this down, words are binding. So they use contracts to bind you on this planet. A contract is a negative place that restricts and limits another free light being. So you are not a human being. You are a light being that's trapped inside of a dirt suit or a hex or carbon, six protons, six neutrons, six electrons, 666. This is a binding carbonite principle. This, my brothers and sisters, is called the mark. Now, when you sign something, the word signature means signet. A signet, again, was a symbol or a sign or a mark of consent that the kings wore on their finger, and they would seal a letter with the king's signature or signet. So your signet is your biblical mark, but your signet is your seal. The word signet means a small seal, usually worn on the ring finger for a legal document and contract. So most magic words on this level are non-physical. So to practice the black art of occult magic that the cabal uses, They use esoteric knowledge by the manipulation of the magnetic hologram. Now, again, all of this is inside my book. I can't go too deep. I got to keep it surface level. Otherwise, there's no need for you to buy the book. But the magnetic hologram is what you are. You are a holographical being that is in a vibrational state. So your vibration is manipulated to keep you in a range of the elementals. That is based upon, again, elementary school. I tripled there, as I do on every show, anyone to go to Google and look up the definition of the word elementary. Is there anyone here who did not go to elementary school? Anyone in the United States of America that didn't get some form of elementary training? I didn't think so. We all went to the elementals, the L, God, mentals, mental, magnetic, magic net. You've been trained. You are a practicing witch and wizard. Now, you may not understand that. I understand. It's not my job to save anybody. I got out of people saving business a long time ago. I tried. Trust me. 40 years, I flew around on my cape. I thought I was God's gift to the planet. I think God called me to preach. And so I thought I was supposed to save people. And so I spent all my life trying to save people. Nobody wanted to be saved. Because I didn't have the power to save anybody. But that's what they trained me in seminary. I didn't know that seminary meant cemetery. You ever go to the cemetery? How many live folks do you see at the cemetery? But we go to seminary, which is the cemetery, and then we come out with a collar. What do you put on your dog, brother? What do you put on your dog, sister? You ever see the word God spelled backwards? It means dog. See that Reverend Dr. Bishop, he got his collar on. Now, see, I used to be one, so I can talk about him. I'm a black man, so I can talk about black folks. And so nobody can tell me anything because I've already lived it. I've already done it. I've been there already. I'm here to tell you what I've experienced. Now, whether you believe me or not, that's another study for another time. That's between you and your God. All I'm here to basically break down to you is the Frankenstein monster. What does that mean? Electromagnetics. It is the device that creates a magnetic field through the application of electricity. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got that. An electromagnetic. There are natural magnets, and then there are magnets that can be turned on and turned off by introducing electric cities. That's what you are, by the way. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, but look at the word electricity. You will see the word elect and the word city. The scripture talks about God's elect. So if I want to create an electromagnet, I need to introduce electricity into a magnet to create an artificial magnetic field through the application of electricity. But it's not a real. And I can amplify it by increasing the electricity into the magnet. Now, we all know that light is electricity and magnet, or magnetism. These are two elements on the same coin, electricity and magnet, or magnetism. These are both forces on opposite sides, good and evil, up and down, left, right, happy, sad, fat, skinny. So if I remove the electricity from the magnet has no power. Let me say that again. If I remove the elect off the rock, the magnet has no power. I got to keep the elect here. Why the devil after you, brother? Why is the devil after you, sister? He wants to keep you here. He has no power without you. You are his battery. Just like it says in the Matrix. They need you. They need you. You're the energy source. You are the electricity that flows through the magnet to create the power. The more electric individuals, the more electricity that flows through magnets creates more magic. I can hold more people. I can do more mayhem. That is why Yahushua came to this earth. a current that is introduced into a magnetic or a magnet produces an electromagnetic life. We call it a battery. Now, this creates a magnetic field when the wires are coiled around. Let me say that again. In order for the electricity to work on a magnet, there must be a coil. Now, I don't know about you, but what animal coils before it strikes? It's called a snake. Now, one of the books that's not included in this 10-book series that you need is The Over-Understanding Between the Serpent and the Sine Wave. Now, I don't know about you, if you go to Google and type in sine waves right now, the way that electricity works, brothers and sisters, is it goes through a sine wave. Now, S-I-N-E. Now, sine waves are sin waves. So inside of the book, The Serpent and the Sin Waves is the serpent and the sine waves. So the electromagnetic spectrum, magic works through sine waves. Now, in the middle of a sine wave is a straight line. Sine waves is when we go up and down. Now, me, I'm a expert. You talk about somebody that was an emotional wreck. My emotions went up and down. I was extremely happy or extremely depressed. That's a sine wave. That's sin. Sin is emotional instability because in the middle of the sine wave is a straight line, right down the middle. But there's this, now again, sine waves are sin. Now you're preaching against sin, right? Now, I don't know about you. In order for this planet to exist, there has to be sine waves. Let me say that again. As I talked about inside of my other book, The Cosmogrator. The Cosmogrator is the god of this world. Now, I talk about inside of my other book, Samael, the blind god of this world, who's a frequency god. He's a force god. He's a magnetic god. He's the god of magnetic energy. He's an entity because an energy is an entity, but he needs a net. He needs elected individuals who don't know that they're elected. God's calling is around. So Yahushua says that everybody that God puts in my hands, I ain't losing none of them. God knew you, brother, before you was even born. He knew you in your mother's womb. He placed his spirit inside of you. And so the enemy knows you, but you don't know you. And so the magnet is the secret world of the magnetic energy or the magic net. This is a magic net that you live on, and someone wants to keep you here. It is my job to make sure that you elevate. Christ, you know, 33. I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to tell you. So Master Teacher 33, what does that mean? Now, it means a lot of stuff, but what does it really mean esoterically? When does water freeze? What temperature? Notice water freezes at 32 degrees. At 33 degrees, what happens to water? 33. Now, I'm a master teacher, 33. Why does every Luciferian worship the number 33? That is the number of illumination, the melting of the ice. Nothing happens until you reach 33 degrees. 32 degrees, and you're frozen, solid. You're inside the matrix. You can't get out of the matrix until you get to the 33rd level, 33. But I didn't tell you that. So how do they control you, brother? How do they control you so that they keep you frozen, solid, 32 and below? Everybody that I know is 32 degrees and below. And the enemy wants to keep you there. Because people like me, we overstand the magnetic hologram. And it's my job to heat you up above the dark occult magic. So that way, legally, you have legal right to leave because now you opt out of the system. You ever notice how now all of the programs, my computer automatically shuts down. Automatically, I have no say-so. It pops up. I can deny it like 3 times. And unless I physically do something to opt out, everybody listening to this show right now, you got to opt out. Now, this is going to be really tough. In order for the magnetic field not to work on you, you got to opt out. You got to physically opt out of the system. This is a magnetic system. So a program has automatic updates. Isn't that interesting? It's called the program. They're like in the Matrix. So my computer right now has a little thing, and it pops up and it tells me that your computer will be automatically shut down in 1 hour unless you postpone it. I postpone it. And then I can postpone it a few times, but after that, guess what? It automatically just, my computer just automatically goes off, and then it comes up. Microsoft has completed its upgrade or its update. I didn't ask for no upgrade. I didn't opt out. Okay. So you got a driver's license. Now, we were born. You ever notice your birth certificate? Your birth certificate has some little red letters at the bottom of it. Now I've done many shows. Your marriage certificate. Do you know what a marriage certificate is? Now, I'm married. I knew this when I got married, at least the second time. I still chose to because, unfortunately, my spouse didn't understand. I tried to share it, but, hey, again, I'm not in the people-saving business any longer. So you got a marriage certificate. You know what that means esoterically. That means that you've signed over all your rights to you and anything that you and your wife produce, including children, to the state. That's control. That's a contract. That's an Illuminati agreement between you and the Dark Lord, not the Messianic, not the Morning Star, but the Fallen Star. All contracts. You got a driver's license, right? You know what a driver's license is? It's a contract between you and the Department of Transportation that says that you agree to opt in to the system. And so when the enemy goes before the Father, now remember, he goes up and down, to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. He goes to the Father and says, Father, I have legal right over brother so-and-so. The Father says, no, he's one of mine. He said, our Father, he opted in. He voluntarily opted in. Even though I conned him, the Father knows that you should know because you got his spirit. And you know something's not right with the system, but you know, I don't want to fight. You know, I don't want to cause no trouble. I just want to get along. I want to go along, you know. I don't want to be a bad guy. I want to go along with the system. So you go along. You don't want to be a bad guy. And so we all opt in. I did it. I'm still doing it. Even what I know today, I still opt into the system voluntarily. Nobody put a gun to my head and made me get married. Nobody put a gun to my head and made me get a driver's license. Nobody put a gun to my head and made me sign up for, you know, cable. Nobody put a gun to my head and made me get a cellular phone. I got one. You got one? Some people got three or four. Cellular. You got blood cells. You are a cellular person. We all opt in. So if you opt into the system, the Cosmocrator, the Dark Lord, has legal jurisdiction over you in the court. So there's a celestial court in heaven. The Cosmocrator goes there along with the angels, and he says, remember the story of Job? He stands before the Father, and the Father says, Job, where you been? To and fro, roaming here and down the earth. Say, yeah, have you considered my servant Job? Say, yeah, let me test him. God, he'll curse you to your face. God, yeah, go ahead, do your thing. Just don't kill him. So we opt into the system, giving the devil right over our life. And when you pray before God, notice that Jesus is called the, what is Jesus called? Remember one of his titles? Yeah. He's an advocate. You ever look at the definition of the word advocate? It'll blow your cookies if you look it up. But I know you're not going to look it up. You got time. You got to watch the basketball wise. You know, listen, the hip-hop is coming on. Come on, man. I ain't got time to look it. Come on, Doc. Are you serious? So Yahushua is an advocate. That means a lawyer. He represents you in a legal contract. There's a legal jurisdiction. Somebody got legal authority over you. But you need somebody to advocate. He is your advocate. But if you don't know what the advocate is, then you don't know what powers that you do or don't have or that you're giving away. So Yahushua is your advocate. He represents you in a court, not a tennis court, not a basketball basketball court, not a municipal court, the celestial court for your eternal destiny, whether you stay here on this prison planet or whether you are eligible to vibrate outside of this magnetic force. Do you know the word advocate means add, invoke? Oh, wow. I don't know if y'all really understand. The word advocate means voice. So he's your voice. The word advocate means one whose profession is to plead cases in a court of justice. Don't believe me? I triple dare you to go to Google or dictionary.com. Look up the definition of the word advocate. Yahushua is your advocate. Now, the word advocate means someone who pleads your case for you. One who is called to your aid. He's a pleader. He's the firstborn of many brethren. So when you get to this level, then you become a protector, a champion, a pleader for other people. What I do is I'm going before the Father, and I'm a banister. I'm pleading. And I'm pleading with you right now for you to understand the importance, for you to make an investment in yourself and in your children to understand and elevate your consciousness. How do you do that? Opt out. You say, well, Brother Will, I don't understand what you mean by opt out. Thankfully, you don't have to give up anything. Guess what the opting out, what you got to do now, brother? It's mental. You got to mentally resist. I don't care how many cell phones you got. It's not about, again, now, the Reverend Dr. Bishop is going to tell you it's about morality. I don't give a rip about your morality. Do you really think God is concerned about your morality? You ain't got a snowball chance in hell of being moral. You think you're moral, and God knows your thoughts. Just because you don't sleep with a woman, you still look at them. Oh, you look at little boys? Whatever. You look at something. Some people end up bestiality. So there is no moral people on the planet. So don't come to me with no moral. You're not moral. I'm not impressed. Because God, like I said, he says that your morality is as a filthy rag, a menstrual rag. That's pretty bad. On your best day. So I don't do morality. I'm not impressed. Neither is God. But I do causality. What causes morality? Let's deal with that. Why? Let's deal with the why, shall we? That is the force. That's the magnet. Oh, that's the cosmogrator. So you mean to tell me you're going to take on the cosmogrator, God's right-hand man, the archangel Michael can't even handle him. But you mean to tell me you're going to stomp the devil and put him under your feet? That's the song that I hear people singing on Sunday morning. I got the devil under my feet. Really? Man, I don't think you don't want none of that, brother. Trust me. He don't play. And so we must understand, brothers and sisters, that we need an advocate. We need a lifeguard. Like when you jump into the pool and you can't swim, guess what's going to happen? You're going to drown. You're going to learn how to swim. Both of those options, yeah, slim and none. So you need a lifeguard. You need somebody to jump in the pool and save you. I'll take Yahushua, please. Thank you very much. But what if you get a lifeguard that can't swim? You called on the wrong one. He jumps in. That fool can't swim either. Both of y'all drown. That's the problem. We got the wrong lifeguard. We got a lifeguard that was given to us by Constantine. We got a lifeguard that was given to us by the Babylonians. We got a lifeguard that I can trace his name back to a Chaldean deity. We got a lifeguard that's in the sex magic. Now, don't get me wrong. I like sex, too, but I know it ain't going to get me to heaven. And I know it ain't going to keep me, it ain't going to help me to get there. It ain't going to keep me in there. That is a Luciferian thing that you do while you're here, wasting your time. But again, when you wake up and when you get serious, when you get turned on, when you understand, for example, let's talk about this is inside the book. How does a doorbell work? Something, let's take something simple. When we talk about an electromagnetic principle or an application, there are permanent magnets. There are temporary magnets. When somebody comes to your door of your house, they push a button on your door. Excuse me, that button has an electronic circuitry inside the doorbell. It is on a loop. Now, we live in a time loop. Now, I didn't tell you this because I don't know how I'm not going to say that. We live in a time loop. The same way your computer works. Well, how do you think they design computer programs? So there's an electrocurrent, there's a circuit. You know the word circuit? comes from the word circle, that comes from the word kirka, which comes from the word church. So you go to church, right, brother? You go to church, right, sister? Guess what you're doing? You're just drawing the circuit, or the circus, or the kirka, or the electrical loop. It goes round and round and round and round and round and round, but you never go nowhere. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt too. See, I spent 20 years. Oh, you've been, how long you been going, brother? Now, I'm not even talking about the time. I'm talking about as an adult. You want to talk about my childhood? You want to know how long I spent doing this, brother? You want to know how long I've been in this system? And you wonder why I disdain it? I hate ignorance. I hate it with a passion. That's why I'm doing this show. Boys, no boys, sick, happy, dead. I be one leg, one eye, still writing and doing shows. I'm trying to destroy the enemy's fake kingdom by replacing error with truth. An electrical circuit is a complete system that is turned on when electricity flows through a closed circuit, creating a magnetic field, causing, again, a magnetization that allows the door to ding, 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 ring. So this magnetic charge captures and allows circuits to work. That's what this is. This is a circus based upon electromagnets. But it needs the elect here. That's what a cosmogrator is fighting. Because, Yahushua said, I'm taking my people out of here. And so all you knuckleheads are going to be down there, but y'all don't have no electricity. And so it's going to be a dark world. What is evil? The absence of the elect. That's why the enemy is fighting so hard to keep you here. Because he knows that once there is no elect or no electricity, the magnet is not magnetized. He can't hold you here. And so it's important for us, brothers and sisters, to understand the basic principles of an electrical charge and how this magnetic pole, this system works based upon magnetism. It is this magnetizer, or this magic that we live in. Now, this goes a whole lot deeper. For example, when we look at the word magic has the word mag and net. The word magnetic, the word magic, M-A-G and ick, and the word magnet are very, very similar. So the magnet is magnet, or a magnet is a word that has magic in it. So the word magnet is the word magic. So if you take out the net in the word magnetic, you have the word magic. So mag, remove the net, you have jick, M-A-G, remove N-E-T, you have I-C. So the word magnetic, again, magnetic, remove the net. You have M-A-G-I-C. So the word magnetic has the word magic in it. This is the universal force that gravity is. It's a magnetic. It holds you on this earth. So the Dark Lord, he set up this system. It is a way to control and direct chi, or prana, or energy. It is a net. It is a magic net. So the word magnetic is the word magic, and the word, again, magnet. It is a magic net. It is a magic net. So this is the art of magic. Certain words use sacred geometries that produces sacred circuits, or kirkas, or circles, based upon magic rituals that are based upon very powerful tones, frequencies, waves, or vibrations. These tones, these are vibrational patterns that creates a vibrational prison that holds vibrational beings. That's what we are. So in closing, in this book, which I barely scratched the surface of, if there is nothing that you don't understand, if you need to really understand what I'm saying, by July the 15th, the world as we know it may change. I am not here. I'm not a prophet of doom. I'm not making no prediction. I'm not saying anything going to happen. In fact, we all could win the lottery on July the 15th. Who knows? More importantly, who cares? The most important thing you need to understand is to opt out of the system. How, Brother Will? Make a mental disposition that says, I am going to live on purpose, not on time. That's how you opt out. Oh, you don't know your purpose. Now we've got a problem. Because you don't know your purpose, the dark law is going to give you one. The cosmic dark law says, hey, brother, I know your purpose. Fun, fighting, and effing. So you spend all your time on a low vibrational purpose. And so all of the higher vibrational beings are doing faith, hope, and love. You're doing fun, fighting, and effing. And so when at the last sound, at the last trumpet, the dead in Christ shall arise. Meaning the people who are on that same frequency. You are dead to this world in your purpose. The dead in purpose. Remember, friendship with this world, equal frequency with this world, a magic connection. The same vibrational pattern of this world makes you an enemy of the vibrational pattern of the Christ. At the last sound, at the last trump, those who are in their purpose. The word Christ means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. Anybody in their office at the last sound, at the last trump, is going to vibrate off this rock. Now, brothers and sisters, it's important because the way you opt out of the vibrational pattern is to opt into your purpose. Don't tell me what you are against. I am not against anything. You want to drink, knock yourself out. You want to smoke, God bless you. Whatever you want to do. But what am I for? Oh, I am for wealth, health, and wisdom. I am for faith, hope, and love. I am for expressing, exposing, and expanding. I am for inspiring, informing, and influence. I am for revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying. What are you for? Now, oh, I know what you're against, but tell me what are you for? What are you willing to live for? I'm willing to live, to express, expose, expand, and illuminate the error inside of this system so that way as many people as possible can opt out and opt into the Christos, to walk into purpose and walk out of time. Time is a Luciferian construct to capture light beings. I'm not buying it, not any longer. My brothers and my sisters, again, it is imperative that you email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address, again, is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I will talk more. I will do a show dedicated to the entire, I've been preaching and talking about, you know, for the $400 club, the $100 club, the $50 club, the $25 club. Yeah, all that's gone. Why? We got till July 15th. So now, preferably, if you're in a position to make that payment in full today, go to the website, masterteacher33.com, make a donation for all 10 books, $1,000, you're done. I will get those books to you as they roll out the assembly line. If you're making monthly payments, that's great too. But we need to do it before July the 15th. Everybody's a part of my Eagles Club. You guys know that I have a meeting scheduled tonight at 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern. Anyone listening to this show who want to tune into that meeting where I roll out exactly what I'm doing between now and July the 15th, you are welcome to listen in. All you got to do, I will send you the phone number and the password if you email me before 10 p.m. Central tonight. That email address, again, is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Say, Doc, I want to tune in to see what you are rolling out so I'm prepared for this Jade 15, especially if you live in the southern states that are a part of this, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, the eastern states. People ask me all the time, why the south? They already got the east. Them good boys down in the south, we need a little convincing. So Obama said, we need to convince all the states that basically didn't vote for me. That's why they're doing it down in the southern states. All the other states, they already got y'all. We need a little convincing down here. That's why they're coming down here to get us on the right program. We need a little mental adjustment. So just because it's not happening to y'all in the northern states, they're pretty comfortable with that. You guys are already a part of their way of thinking. We'll put it that way. So brothers and sisters, again, this is just one of the 10. I will be doing another show explaining one of the other books a little later on in the week. I will notify you again, or as I always do, I'll try to post them up here the day before or the day of. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity.
Some people really are.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.